I tell people that we were poor growing up, but we were poor with pride.
When he went to ask for his wife's hand in marriage from her parents, the father found every excuse to say no, because he said this one was going to be a punishment to their family. His poverty was too obvious.
My wife insisted we should get married, whether our father's blessing or not. By the time we had our first son, after naming, my son started emaciating. In fact, literally, his bones were sticking out of his flesh. So I remember going to my father-in-law and I prostrated for hours and he kept ranting. If my daughter had died, even if the court says you don't have hand in it, I would bribe the warders to poison you till you die. And tears were rolling down my eyes.
10 years later, when the 10th anniversary came, they were celebrating that marriage in his apartment in Banana Island.
I was living with my best friend somewhere in Yanopaja.
Okay.
And the parent, after we buried my mom, had to tell him, look, your friend's staying here, the food is eating, he doesn't have a job, you know.
But this person is a liability.
He's a liability. We too can't be supporting him. So I remember saying, I'm still submitting CV, I'll soon get a job, I'm very sure, you know, I'll start contributing. He said, well, his mom said I need to leave their house. So I had to go back to Songo. And that's why real estate is important to me.
He's known across the real estate market. His story is one of those that reminds you, convinces you, refutes those who say that Nigeria is a place that kills dreams.
I never knew it would grow for, 2008. My first break was then 2015, where we did our first 30 million.
So for 7 years, you were just slogging.
Yes.
Right. I've heard so much about the man they call Stevie Nakintayo. It's a pleasure and a delight to finally sit with him to hear this whirlwind of a story. Welcome to With Chile.
Come for me.
How did you move from data marketing to real estate?
That's a big one. So this was 2015,
okay,
the year of breakthrough. So I have a culture of when I break through is when I get worried.
Explain that.
Because of my dad's story. My dad did well as a young man.
Right.
He was, of course, relative to that time. First to buy Suzuki bike in his lineage. First to buy B2 car, you know, but what I learned from my dad's failure of eventually the latter years I knew was his wife having to double as father, provider and everything, was that he was not innovative enough. He was not dynamic. He didn't evolve with the times. So for me, when I reach a peak of a career, I'm saying, what next? This thing may not continue like this. So I went to Silicon Valley, went to Google Campus, Facebook Campus, Apple Campus, and oh boy, I was shocked.
Just to visit and see
what
was
going on.
When
I saw the acres, acreage, Google Campus was, Facebook Campus was over 200 acres. I said,
It's funny because most people go to Silicon Valley.
Yes.
They see the free lunches.
Yes.
They see.
Yes.
And you went and you were seeing something.
No, I was seeing something. I said, look, these guys, we thought it was the technology, but they have massive real estate.
Yeah.
Backup.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? I will do real estate, build a strong financial base, then go back to tech.
Were you ever afraid that this wasn't going to work?
At the time I was getting to real estate, and that's what a lot of people didn't know, I wasn't hungry anymore.
Yeah,
I was comfortable, I had a good reputation. So it was getting towards that legacy, let's do something bigger, let's do something, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Yes, there was fear of this thing could go bad, but I felt I had a strength that even those real estate companies were having challenges with, I knew how to use social media. The aspirants had issues of trust. Okay? I could use technology. We're the first to start doing allocation via Facebook Live, inspection via Facebook Live when it started. You know, there was even no Zoom then.
Yeah.
You know, take celebrities. So we felt, okay, if we can show them, they can see it. Even though later I realized even that didn't count. Because those who still say you don't have land, we still say it. You know. But at the beginning, it was helpful because nobody was doing it.
That.
You know. And we just kept that and kept at it. And many people didn't know our real estate company because it was still, I was still one leg data marketing, one leg real estate. In fact, we officially said, it was 2018, and then said to myself, let's do this. I had a young man in my office, you know, he's into PR and branding. So he said, I know you. I know that something is wrong with the way you are running this, your real estate. Your mind is not in it. I said, my brother, it's my name. I don't want to soil my name. You know, I came from a family where a good name is better than silver and gold. So he looked at me and laughed. I said, tell me one billionaire whose name has not been rubbished. Or tell me, say, is it Dangote? And it was as if a veil was removed. Because suddenly I was like, that's true. That's true. I want to be successful, but I didn't want
any of the risks.
Any of the risk.
Yes.
And, so at that point, I said, okay. So he said, look, you just have to give it a shot. You stand a chance of people dragging you here and there, but hey, you, to a level, you even understand how that world works. So what are you afraid of?
Yeah.
So 2018, we then moved, you know, worked, I think 2019, we moved to a new office in Normally, because part of my problem, digital marketing didn't need pomp and pageantry. So our office was somewhere in Ogba. You go to the third floor, you know, by the time you come back, you are panting. You know, it didn't look.
Yes.
So that was also a problem. So you are telling people come and buy land worth millions. So come to your office, somehow. And sometimes people will say, your name is big, but I'm embarrassed the way your office looked. So we got somewhere normally, looked more decent. And that was when things started changing. COVID was now the breakthrough.
COVID was the breakthrough.
Yes.
Do you have any one moment, one memory of somebody who just didn't take you seriously, despite, you know?
Ah, man.
Can you share
many,
one?
Many. I think I still get it now. Sometimes I go places, they don't know who I am.
Yeah.
And they'll move aside, push, you know. And then later, when I'm not done with my session, can I take your autograph? Yes. Can I do this? Yeah. You know, so I still get that. That vibe.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, I've met people who just, and that's why for me growing up, I'm now very much humble dealing with people. Even if you are nobody, I'm willing to give you attention. Even though my staff are sometimes like, oh, God, you don't need to explain to him. I'm like, look, I've been in the shoes where people did this. They just, you know, look down on me.
Yeah.
But I've had so many experiences. In fact, even with clientele, you've had situations where clients will do business with you, you know, suddenly, like, I have an estate where the estate was going for 1.5 million. And for some reason, some people said they wanted their money back. Now they are doing Coastal Road. The value of that estate now is over 30 million. Some of them are now reaching back and saying, hey, it was what I had. It was, you know, but can I get it back? You got your, you even to get your money, you drag our name.
Yeah.
You know? I'm sorry.
That one has gone.
That one has gone. Yeah. You know, but those were part of those days where you were not balancing, you know, because some of them is now like somebody came to your Ogba office and I say, you see the picture of the office he has, and he sold you a land of 1.5 million or more. Something is shaky.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and because I was born in the north, simplicity was
part
of the DNA, but now, even when it comes to land business, before then, I'll go to land negotiation with family. I'd had them, so example, I went to negotiate a land deal, and then we said we'll deposit 50 million, right? And they tore the 50 million check and threw it. I said, what do you think? You think we're hungry? And they walked out. And I know they didn't tear the check because of the fact that 50 million wasn't substantial. First of all, they didn't believe that money was real versus who they were seeing.
Yes. You were too simple
for
the 50 million check.
You think we're hungry people?
Yes.
You know, and they were, of course, negotiating we should pay more. But I know that if they knew that 50 million was real, they would have taken it. But yes, it was just, see this guy. So later I had to change. Now I wear Agbada. I have Mopo. You know, even some negotiations.
Yes.
Because also I started losing land. Particularly in Bejileki, I'll pay for land, they won't give me.
Right.
Yeah. So at some point, part of what we had to learn. Yes.
You had to give them visual aid.
Yes.
So they can understand.
Exactly. Yes. So I will go with a team of military police.
Yes.
And we're not fighting. Yes. And I'll be frustrated. Ebeleza. You don't share the one or all of that. Sakwe, Emo, Uncle Me, my brother is military.
We will not see war.
Yes. But after that time, I stopped losing land. Yes. You give you your land, you will not have issues.
Yeah, yeah.
So those are things I had to learn about doing business in Nigeria.
Yeah, yeah.
Nigeria is a bullying country.
You have
and,
to, yes.
And the language bullies understand is a bigger bully.
Yes. Yes, sadly.
Sadly.
That's the way it is. I know that there is a U.S., you know, vision.
Yes.
That has become clearer. What is that about?
So we had aspired to U.S. We did, what we call fix and flip. So you buy a house that is dilapidated, you fix it. So we even have one we are selling in Valdosta, state of Georgia, 20-unit, three-bedroom.
Right.
We have in Alabama. But at some point we felt, look, let's make a statement.
Okay.
Right. One of the major challenge with we African immigrants in UK, US, and Canada is that we're only going there to get jobs.
Mm.
And it's why Donald Trump called us shithole and doesn't, you know, all those statements.
Mm.
He won't say that about the Chinese, he won't say that about the Indians, because as much as they're looking for a job, they're also starting businesses.
Right.
They come together, they start a project. Nigerians, on the other hand, when one person is rising, we practice what we call the crab mentality. One person is rising, we all hold, because if you put one crab, I'm sure you know the story, you put one crab in a bucket, in no time it comes out.
Mm.
But you put three, when one is going up, the other pull it down. And that's what we practice, even in diaspora.
We need you to subscribe, yo!
And the reason is simple. The kinds of conversations, the kinds of worlds that we construct with our conversations on with Chude are driven by a vision of the kind of world I want to see. You know, you are the most important person in this entire ecosystem. You subscribing monthly. So do go ahead, subscribe. Ask somebody else to subscribe. Advise somebody else to subscribe. Refer to someone to subscribe. And don't forget to leave a review or drop a rating. It helps more people discover this podcast. It matters, truly. Thank you, as we continue to be human together.